Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, is it a form of gun control? Hell, you know, some people would say this is a stab in the heart of gun control. So the Supreme Court's conservative majority struck down a century-old gun law in New York State.
The law requires people to show a particular need for carrying a gun to get a license to have one in public. In a 6-3 ruling, the High Court struck down the law dating back to 1913, with Justice Clarence Thomas writing, "The Constitution protects the right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home." The court's first major gun decision in more than a decade comes as Congress works on gun legislation after a series of mass shootings. The ruling's ultimately expected to let more people legally carry guns in the nation's biggest cities, as several states have similar laws now likely to be challenged. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And as you know, when the Supreme Court rules on something involving a state, it sets precedent for other states as well. So this is not just about New York State. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, isn't happy.
This decision isn't just reckless, it's reprehensible. It's not what New Yorkers want, and we should have the right of determination of what we want to do in terms of our gun laws in our state.
Well, there's a little problem with that. I'll get to that in just a moment. The governor says that, that New Yorkers need to unite against this ruling, and hopefully things are going to change.
We do not need people entering our subways, our restaurants, our movie theaters with concealed weapons. We don't need more guns on our streets. We're already dealing with a major gun violence crisis. We don't need to add more fuel to this fire.
Okay, I mean, I understand that philosophy. I mean, that was kind of the conversation we're having here when the legislature in Baton Rouge was considering constitutional carry, which means that you could carry a concealed weapon anytime, anywhere. You know, we've got laws, open carry laws, and we've got concealed carry permits that you can get. I don't know why it's that difficult, but you know, some people don't want to have to go through the process and they just want to be able to carry a gun anytime, anywhere. You know, the governor of New York is she's wrong. The people of New York State can want one thing, but if it goes against the Constitution, then they don't get their way. Individuals have rights in this country, and a group of people can be against something that is protected by the Constitution, and even if it's a majority, they can't just say, well, we're a majority, we don't want that, so we shouldn't have it. No, the Constitution supersedes majority rule. Tom King is president of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association.
My reaction is relief and happiness that the lawful and legal gun owner of New York State is no longer going to be persecuted by laws that have nothing to do with the safety of the people.
And Shannon Watts is the founder of Moms Demand Action, and she says there's something ironic about this.
While the Supreme Court is busy attempting to deprive communities of the laws they need to keep them safe, just down the street, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators are on the cusp of passing the first major federal gun safety law in nearly 26 years.
Yeah, so it's really interesting how, you know, there's a bipartisan group on Capitol Hill, and they seem to be working very, very closely, and they seem on the verge of passing some new gun legislation. Now, I personally don't consider that to be gun control. I consider it to be reasonable action toward keeping guns out of the hands of some people, not all people.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,